Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nix, Winnersville Fitness, Valvasta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello.
There. That's me.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And it is our Christmas show tonight, so welcome. Please join us by Facebook, or if you're listening to us on 105.9, or via the internet at valdostatoday.com. So we got an exciting show tonight.
Well, you know, if it's the Christmas show, that means we're going to have some giveaways. So that's going to be fun.
We are going to have some giveaways tonight. I'm grinning and waving like a psycho. Can y'all see me? No, but I can read your text, Charles. So we're glad to see you back. And being yourself once again. Well, you know, we've got a few giveaways. This is going to be our last show for the year, by the way, Mike. So we've got a few giveaways. And in the house, in the studio, we've got some special guests. One guest that has been here many times, and another one that I believe this is his first time with us.
I think you're right.
And we're going to introduce them in a moment, but they're going to be giving away a big prize. And I'll give everybody a little bit of a hint. These guys are from Crunch Fitness right here in Valdosta. So we're going to welcome them over in just a minute. But I want to wish my husband a belated happy birthday, because you had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, well, thank you. I did.
And you turned...
I was 20-something. I don't 20 remember.
20-something. The gray hair does not indicate that you were 20-something. So, no, you're not fooling anybody.
That might be in dog years.
No, in dog years, you'd be old as a Methuselah.
Well, I am. Let's just go ahead and put that out there.
But anyway, just happy to have you here another year.
I'm glad to be still kicking. That's right.
And we had a great little party for you, the grandchildren, the kids, and... we just want to wish you a big happy birthday. But coming up, 2024 NPC Night of the Gladiators, once again, is going to be in South Georgia, bigger and better than ever. Jim, we've already got people signed up online for the show.
That's right. We've already got competitors.
We've already got competitors.
The show is August 24th. Here we are, December 23. We've got competitors already signed up.
It's amazing. It's exciting. I had competitors calling me saying, Miss Mary, when is the website going to be up so I can sign up? And I said, well, the website's up. You just can't sign up on Muscleware yet. But I got it going. So registration is now open if you're interested in being a competitor. That gives you almost, 10 months?
Thereabouts.
10 months to get ready, get a coach, get in the gym. But it's going to be very exciting. Same venue, the UGA Conference Center up in Tifton, Georgia. And we had a great time last year, Jim, but I just have a great feeling about this show.
And the athletes did too. And that's why some of the athletes that competed last year, they're already ready to go again. You know, they're signing up and inquiring about the details already. And, you know, the best kind of promotion is word of mouth. And some of these athletes that competed, they're already telling, you know, their friends and fellow competitors, or even people who have not competed before but might want to. You know, they've spread the word, and really we're grateful that they have bragged on our show and told these other people that, hey, this is a show you need to do. You need to check this out. So we do appreciate that.
We certainly do. And, of course, we appreciate all of our sponsors. And but, you know, even if you're not – a competitive bodybuilder, if you just want to come see some good bodybuilding, you want to come see what it's all about, it's a great show to come and watch, Jim, to be a spectator. We've got the morning show starts that morning, and that's when the judges are actually making the decisions, is at pre-judging.
Right, right. And then, of course, the evening show, that's the big extravaganza. And it's no accident that, you know, that show is entertaining, and it's a lot of fun for the spectators. You know, obviously, you know, we cater to the athletes, but the spectators have a good time. And again, that's not something that's accidental. You know, we do a lot of things. We plan and we put a lot of thought into how can we make this fun for the audience members.
We threw out T-shirts last year.
That's right.
We gave away door prizes.
We gave out supplements.
We gave out supplements. We gave hats, out hats, caps, T-shirts. Yes. I mean, you name it.
Our sponsors were very, very good to us.
They certainly were. And, of course, Crunch Fitness, who is in the house tonight, was one of our sponsors last year.
They sure were.
We want to certainly thank them for all they have done. They have supported us over the years, not just last year, but over the years. They have continually been a support to Fit Talk Radio as well as to NPC Night of the Gladiators.
And they have left that competition with hardware both times.
That's correct, right. With members that have that competed and have won hardware.
Well, so not only that, but the other competition, the one they get so excited about, and that's Best Vendor Booth.
I don't think they got Best Vendor Booth.
But they won it one time, and then I think they got it.
No.
They didn't win it one time?
No. You are mistaken.
Okay.
That was Destiny Fitness in Tifton.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yes, that was Megan.
You're right. You're right.
So, anyway.
I had my gyms mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame on you.
Absolutely.
Tell him, Shannon. Shame on you.
Well, I was trying to give you credit.
Well, that ought to encourage you, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
Now you've given away our guest.
Okay.
You're good, I guess. Justin is watching. Thank you for joining us. Sam McCord, good to see you, Sam. I understand you're going to be competing if in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So good luck with that, Sam. We're going to have a great time. And Jim, I'm a little bit more relaxed about this show this year. I think because, you know, we've already done it in the new venue at the UGA Center. I know how to do it now.
That right there is huge.
I mean,
when you're switching venues and you're in a new venue for the first time, that's a big deal. So when we go back to the UGA Conference Center again, we'll be very familiar with that venue.
Everybody loved that venue too.
Well, you know,
what's not to love about it?
It's nice. It's new. You know, it's relatively new, and it's very nice, very modern. Right there off I-75, easy access. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that, but I'm excited about all these competitors, and I think we're going to have a big show this year. I think we're going to have a big show. Not that we haven't had big ones before, but, you know, I've been wanting that 100 competitor mark, mm-hmm. 100 competitors, and I'm about, we're about 35 competitors away from that, from what we did last year and the year before.
Yes.
So we're looking for that number. So, with that being said.
Well, yes. And also, I want to let the listeners know and our viewers know one other topic tonight. You know, we'll be talking a little bit about New Year's resolutions since this is our last show of 2023.
Right.
Here for Fit Talk. We'll talk a little bit about what are some of the most common, most popular resolutions. And not only that, but tips on how to keep them. Because sometimes that's the hard part. It's easy to make them, sometimes hard to keep them. So maybe some tips on how to keep those resolutions.
Well, that's what Shannon is here for tonight with Crunch Fitness. So
I'm
Shannon,
sure
welcome.
She can help us with that.
Thank you.
Welcome. And her new manager, Shannon, has taken on a new job, a new position at Crunch. And so introduce us to the new manager.
Okay, so who I have with me, I think we talked about this last time I was here, is that Tyler is taking over Crunch. It makes me a little sad, but I'm excited for him. So say hi, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, Tyler, I got something to tell you right here and right now. Okay,
yep.
Now, anytime I've called Shannon and asked her for anything, any kind of help, she is Johnny on the spot. So I expect you to be Johnny on the spot when I call you.
I got you. Got my phone number.
I'm just teasing. We're going to bring y'all over here in the hot seat in a little bit. But welcome, Tyler. And I know you're going to do a great job there at Crunch.
Thank you.
So are you excited about it?
Oh, very excited. I've had a fun time so far.
Well, good. Well, I'll tell you what. Shannon knows her stuff. Listen to Shannon. She'll lead you in the right direction. So, I mean, she is the pro.
She sure is. I know.
Yes, she is. So, and she has done a great job at all the gyms that she's been at. So not only Crunch, but you know, and she's been a great asset to Crunch. Well, Mike, have you had a great Thanksgiving and you're looking forward to a great Christmas? You going home to Ohio?
Yeah, I am going to be going home to Ohio. Should be a good time. Definitely going to be good to see the family. It's been, I think, 4 years since I've been back to Ohio for a Christmas.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's going to be good to see everybody over there.
I bet it will. Well, you be safe. And we're headed to Ohio, too, the day after Christmas, I think, or 2 days after Christmas. Miss Melba, thank you for joining us. And Ron Heath, thank you for joining us, too. Well, you know, Jim, I know you've got some trivia questions. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to shout out our first trivia question.
And that'll be Christmas trivia.
That'll be Christmas trivia, okay. And we'll be giving away some. We've got some. We got a Red Owl gift card. We've got a Chick-fil-A gift card. We have a Chili's gift card. We have a Grinch shirt. We have a, what else? I forgot. We have, our big one tonight is Crunch Fitness is going to be, I'll let Shannon tell what it is when we bring her over here. It's going to be giving away some type of membership to Crunch. So you're going to want that. That's worth a lot of money. And we got about six things I think we're giving out tonight.
And we'll keep reminding you, but the number to call when it's time for the trivia questions to be answered, 229-241-1059.
That's right, 241-1059. And the first person to call in and answer the trivia question correct will win the prize. So that's what we'll do. But, Mike, we're going to go to commercial break right now, and then we're going to be right back with more Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we want to welcome Ted. Thank you for joining us, Ted, tonight on Fit Talk. All right, Jim is fixing to give out the trivia question, and this is for a Chick-fil-A gift card. And we will leave it here at the studio if you're here in the Valdosta area for you to pick up with your name on it. If you're in the Tifton area, we'll take it back to Tifton for you. But this is a Chick-fil-A gift card. So, and remember, the number to call is 241-1059.
241-1059. All right, let's start with an easy one. Christmas trivia. According to a popular song, how many times does Santa check his naughty and nice list? Once again, according to a popular song, how many times does Santa check his naughty and nice list? Area code 229-241-1059.
Well, Shannon, tell us about your new job at Crunch and what's going on. You know, how this new position is working for you and how it's helping Crunch. Hold that thought, Shannon.
somebody thinks they know the answer to this trivia question. Who do we have on the line?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, how many times does Santa check his naughty and nice list?
Twice.
Of course, he checks it twice. Okay, well, congratulations. You win a Chick-fil-A gift card. Sarah,
we're going to leave this at the front desk here at Black Crow Media. Are you here from Valdosta?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll just stop by the front desk and pick it up then. And thank you for all tuning in tonight.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Shannon. So, okay, there's our first one down. Very good, Sarah. Right. Let's write her name on this so we don't forget. All right.
I got it here, too.
I know, but okay. I'm going to put it right here. All right, Shannon, tell us about what is happening at Crunch and how this new position.
Yes, so I actually, if y'all don't know, if you're from Valdosta and you've been in gyms, you pretty much know who runs them around town. I actually have my old boss, Cade, working with me, and we decided, well, he put me in a position to kind of help out with our Valdosta gym and our Alabama clubs, just doing what I love, like teaching people how to run their gym and how to talk to, you know, the members that are coming in and tours and just making the gym function day to day. And I really love it. It was really hard to hand over my throne to, but listen,
she passed the torch on to you,
I passed it on, but I will say that, like, it was hard, but at some point I have to realize I'm not the 24-year-old running the gyms anymore. It gets a little overwhelming sometimes. So I was glad to hand it over to Tyler, and he's doing a really great job. So we're just watching these gyms flourish and grow, and I love it. It makes me so happy.
Well, Tyler, tell us a little bit about, you know, what did you do? What did you do to impress Shannon and the upper management to get this position?
That's a great question. every day I will always try to make Shannon proud. She's like my little work mom. But, no, definitely. Definitely exciting getting in this position. I love working in the gym. Just helping out members every day and helping them reach their goals. And now, definitely, love being in the gym environment. Now, to get there, to make her proud, it's a great question because I always messed around, but she saw something in me, and I'm really glad she did.
I think she did.
Just listening to him, Shannon, it sounds like you saw the right attitude and you saw some enthusiasm.
So, okay, really funny story real quick. Tyler's worked for me now for a couple years at least, and we have a position at the front desk that they're called a lead, and they basically just tell the other you know, workers what to do and what needs to be cleaned. And Tyler had went into the office and asked my AGM at the time if he could be a lead. And I was not a nice person. I walked in and they told me what he was in there for. And I laughed. I laughed in his face. I was like, no, you, because he was just so immature. But Tyler has came a long way. He's definitely proven himself. Actually, I had corporate in the gym yesterday, and he was asking me about Tyler and, like, why did I choose Tyler? And I said, honestly, like, what I've noticed over time is his connection with our members. I can teach anybody how to run a gym. I can't teach personality. That's just, you cannot teach somebody how to just be outgoing and nice and, like, you know, you could just see it with the members, how they connect with him. And I just knew. I said, I'll teach him how to be a GM. He might not get it, and I might have to work with him hand in hand for a while, and that's fine. But his connection with the members makes it, he deserves that position for sure. And he's been with us. He has put up with me for now a couple of years, so he deserves it for sure.
So, he's put out with you, huh?
Yes, yes. Because I am like their mom. I'm like the weird. I mean, of course, I'm their boss, but they're my babies. That's how I feel, you know, and I treat them that way. They're my kids. I take care of them, and I try to teach them things too when they work for me. You know, at the end of the day, I try to teach them work ethic and how to be an adult. So
that's right.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got a really good person to look up to, Tyler.
I sure do.
And she's not going to lead you wrong. What's been the hardest thing that you've had to learn since you've been GM?
Hardest thing? Another good question. Basically just trying to deal with everything all at once. I give a lot of props to Shannon. It's a lot at sometimes, but at the end of the day, just take it step by step, and that's what she taught me, and then we'll get it done.
And that's all you can do. Just take it step by step. Take it 1 minute at a time, one day at a time. I've called Shannon sometimes, and she said, Maria, I just got so much on my plate right now. You know, I mean, she'll get done whatever I need or whatever I ask. But, I mean, I've heard her stress and carry on. I mean, it's a lot, especially a big gym like Crunch is. It's not just a little mom and pop gym. You know, it's a corporate gym. It's a big gym. It's the biggest one here in Valdosta. So you've got some big shoes to fill, Tyler. But I have no doubt that you can't fill them.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Shannon, and we're going to bring y'all over in a minute after this next commercial. But you know, part of the show tonight is because it's our last show. You know, everybody, the biggest time in the year for the gym business, as you well know, Shannon, is the first quarter.
Of course,
the first quarter. Because it's January, everybody's over the holidays, they have those resolutions.
We've all gained 15 pounds.
Yes.
They've had those resolutions. They're ready to get back in the gym. But as we all know, you know, and as an owner, I want people to sign up. But as an owner that really cares about their members, or I did when I was in the gym business, you know, all those years, I wanted the members to stay. Yeah, I didn't want them just to be there for January and February and then go away by March.
Absolutely.
What is Crunch doing to try to keep those members engaged, you know, throughout the year? And how are you going to help them with their resolutions?
Yeah. So, you know, what's crazy is when I was, because, you know, I've always worked for somebody local. And when I was going to Crunch, everybody's like, oh, like, it's a corporate gym and, you know, nobody knows their members. I was like, ugh, you haven't seen a Shannon gym. I don't care if it's corporate or franchise. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, it is so important to me that we connect with the members. And a big part of connecting with them is going to help with retention, period. But, you know, even though some people do connect with you, you still have to be really creative as far as, you know, in my head, it's like finding what's going to be fun for them that's going to make them stay. So we're always coming up with challenges or fun things to do. We've even done yoga and mimosas. Like, we've done anything and everything we can think of to just keep the people that are in there that maybe aren't, you know, gym buff people that are, you know, just love the gym world. We just find different things to keep them interested, keep their kids interested. That's a big deal too, because, you know, at the end of the day, if a child doesn't like the gym that they're in, mom's not going to keep going. So we try to keep all areas, you know, of our gym interesting and challenges and different things going on. So Crunch is really creative. I will say that. I will give them this. They are so creative when it comes to coming up with a challenge for somebody or coming up with like a new class or, hey, like we're releasing this whole new group fitness schedule, you know, and it's going to be totally different classes. So they're really, really, really great about that, keeping people interested and eager and getting the family involved. We have a class that we do, I don't know what, maybe quarterly? No, not quarterly. Maybe every month. I think once a month we'll do like a family HIIT, which if you don't know what HIIT is, it's like high intensity interval training. We do it with like the family. They can bring their kids in and participate in the class and they love it. So all those things really, really help. Obviously, customer service, the gym cleanliness is huge. We all know that. So I am really big on that. I make sure our gym is clean all the time. Right, Tyler?
That's right.
So, yes. She did, Tyler, and that was one of the things that, I mean, you know, that I've really liked and enjoyed about that gym is that it was very, very clean. I hope that you're going to continue that tradition to keep it clean and spotless. And I know you will, because I know Shannon will make sure you do.
Sure. We'll sure try our best.
Well, Jim, why don't you read one more trivia question and then we're going to go to a commercial break and we'll slide Shannon and Tyler over here, and you can get in the corner, but you can continue to do your trivia questions.
All right.
This is a Grinch shirt. I'm going to hold it up. This is a, I guess it's a sleep shirt, Jim, right?
Okay.
But it's a Grinch, and it's so cute, and it is a, is it a large? It is a large, and it's long sleeve, red long sleeve, and that is what you are going to answer the trivia question for. So it's the Grinch sleep shirt tonight.
All right, so here's the question for the Grinch shirt. In Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, what is Mr. Scrooge's first name? 229-241-1059. What is Mr. Scrooge's first name in A Christmas Carol?
All right. That is for the Grinch nightshirt, and it's a large. So call us at 241-1059 right here in Valdosta at Fit Talk Radio.
Scrooge and the Grinch kind of go together. They kind of have the same outlook, right?
They kind of do, yes. Yes. I think I've called you Scrooge a couple of times.
Okay.
Recently.
You've probably called me worse, so I'll take it.
All right, we've got a caller.
Caller on the air?
I have the answer.
Okay, let's hear that answer.
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer Scrooge is correct. Congratulations. And what is your name, caller?
Penny Campbell.
Was that Penny?
Penny, like the coin.
Okay, got it.
Well, Penny, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk, and we will leave. Are you from Valdosta?
Hey, Howard.
Well, you can run up here and pick this up at Black Crow anytime.
Okay.
This week, and we'll leave your name on it. It'll be at the front desk, okay? Thank you for tuning in here on Fit Talk.
Congratulations, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Well, Penny, Penny has won the Grinch shirt. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to bring Tyler and Shannon over here and into the hot seat. So join us here. Sean Eikenberry, thank you for joining us here tonight on Fit Talk.
Yes.
Let's go to commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we have Shannon and Tyler with us from Crunch Fitness. And welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Well, Tyler, the new GM at Crunch, and you've taken on kind of a regional manager position, I guess, Shannon.
Yes, yes.
And so that's exciting for you, I know. And I think you're going to be excellent at anything you do. But I think that, you know, going to all these gyms and managing them and teaching them how to run, I think, Shannon, that is just going to be a great, great fit for you.
Yeah, I 100%. No, I'm just kidding. I do. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy it. I so love it. I love going to these gyms and just kind of like throwing my knowledge on them and helping them. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get it because you've learned all this stuff. You know, we've learned all the stuff in the fitness industry, mm-hmm. and we want somewhere to, for a better word, regurgitate it. You know, we want to pass it on. We want to pass the torch on. And Tyler here learning, getting, you know, people who are in the fitness industry, you either love it or you hate it.
Of course.
And we love it.
We love it. It's a big thing.
It is. It's a very big thing. But it's a good thing to be addicted to.
It is. I just kind of like laughed because Cade didn't even have to come on Crunch with us. You know, he ran quite a few gyms in town, and it's addicting because I was like, you don't even need to work here, but he is. He's working with us and helping, and yeah, it's.
Well, you know, you want to pass on that knowledge. You want the next generation to get it and to love what you love. It's exciting to me when I'm training somebody. I've got a new client, and she's a young girl. She's a softball player. And Kennedy, I know you're probably not watching, but hello, and I love you to pieces, girl. She is so passionate about softball. She is so passionate about the gym. And it just thrills my heart when I can teach her something new,
yes.
about how to be stronger and how to, yep. stretch, or, you know, and I feel her just soaking it up like a sponge. And so that just, because I'm passionate about fitness and I see her passion in her, even at 10 years old.
Yes.
She's going to be a force to be reckoned with. She's even muscular. And of course, we don't lift weights, nothing over 10 pounds. It's mostly, you know, functional training for her. But, you know, that's just, to me, to be able to pass that torch on to other, especially for my other women. You know, I really enjoyed that. Well, Tyler, what would you say to somebody who's coming to the gym, a new person, they're going to sign up in January, they've got New Year's resolutions, what advice would you give them?
I would say Sorry. I'll say, come on in. Crunch is like family. We treat everyone like family, so we're definitely going to make it fun while seeing your results. So we're definitely going to see excited for you to come on in, and we are definitely going to be running some deals for you. So we'll be excited to see you.
Well, you know, I mean, Shannon, what can we do to retain these people, to keep them past March?
So this is the what I'm laughing. I don't mean no pun intended. We say it's the one thing, the most important thing you can do at Crunch is what we call it is the Crunch One kickoff. So anybody that joins our gym, doesn't matter which package you get to sit down with one of our fitness professionals, one of our personal trainers. They're so much fun. They're very knowledgeable. They have, you know, their certifications. Some of them have college degrees in this. So we basically sit these new members in with them, and they don't have to guess what to do in the gym. We take the guesswork out. We basically build them a plan, tell them what they need to do in the gym. You know, maybe they have a question when they go into the cardio area. They're like, which one do I get on? The treadmill, the elliptical, how long, how many days? They answer those questions for you. So they take the guesswork out completely. And we just found that anybody that does that Crunch One kickoff, they're more likely to stay and stick to their goals. Because as we know, it usually takes about 3 months before somebody just quits going into the gym. So that Crunch One kickoff is so, so valuable.
And you know, that gives people a start, a basis.
Yes.
You know, of what to do. And I think that's great. I had forgotten about that y'all do the Crunch One kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a whole section right there
that
they can learn as they go through that.
Yes, for sure.
If they want continued personal training, then they can... Y'all have packages that they can buy.
Of course. Of course.
I think that's absolutely fabulous and great. Charles Clark says he got addicted to the electric slide dance back in 95. He felt so good sliding around with a strange group of people. Charles Clark, this is why we love you, Charles Clark. You're so interesting. Beverly, Aunt Beverly, good to see you. Wendy, hello from Florida, sunny Florida. I hope it's not cold there where you are. And Kevin. And by the way, I need to talk to y'all. I got a package yesterday. So we will be talking about that with y'all soon. But anyway, Jim, we'll find another gift card over here. And we'll be giving it away. Let's see what we got over here. How about a Red Owl gift card? Coffee. Red Owl Coffee Company. There you go. So a Red Owl coffee card. If anybody wants it. And Jim's going to give out the trivia question this time.
All right. And we love our Red Owl, don't we?
We love our Red Owl. That's what so Jim good. Got Red Owl for his birthday. And he likes that iced golden owl.
Okay. So let's go with a question that everyone should know the answer to, because this is what it's all about. The question is, in what town was Jesus born?
In what town was Jesus born?
229-241-1059.
And this is for a Red Owl gift card. A Red Owl gift card for that great coffee. Ashton, thank you for joining us here on Fit Talk Radio tonight.
And we have a caller already.
Are you there? The answer.
Go ahead.
The answer is Bethlehem.
All right, you were breaking up. You still there, caller?
I said the answer is Bethlehem. I'm sorry, I had you on speaker.
Oh, thank you for changing that. Yes, it is Bethlehem. And what's your name, sir?
John Crum.
All right.
C-R-U-M.
All right, John Crum, congratulations. And are you in the Valdosta area?
I am.
Okay, good. So you can pick up your prize here at the studio. Here at Black Crow.
All right.
In Valdosta. Well, congratulations and Merry Christmas, John.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Y'all be careful as you travel.
Thank you. We will, John. Thank you for joining Fit Talk. Merry Christmas.
Maria, I want to, while we got all these experts in the room here, I want to talk about the most popular New Year's resolutions, because the number one most popular resolution is to exercise more. Number one, exercise more. So what tip... And this is open to anybody in the room. What tip or tips would you give if someone says, how can I get myself to exercise more?
I mean, it's definitely developing a habit. I hate to say this, but it's kind of forcing yourself to go in the beginning. And it eventually does become a habit. You start realizing you're starting to feel good. Your attitude changes. you know, and that habit kicks in. What's your advice?
Yeah, most of like Shannon was saying, building a habit. And with the gym, I feel like it's a little bit different because once you start doing it, you'll start seeing the results and you'll start feeling a lot better. So it'll be easier for you to actually keep on going.
And I would add, find yourself a workout partner. That way, sure, you can hold each other accountable.
Of course.
Make that schedule. We're gonna do this activity on this day and this day and this day, you know, however many times a week, and then boom, you know, you can't just skip because you're not going to let your workout partner down.
Of course.
Down.
Joining a class. I have noticed in just Crunch, I kind of giggle because they say they're not there to make friends, but they definitely make friends in a group fitness classroom for sure. They start looking out for each other. And so that's definitely join a class, get a personal trainer that'll keep you accountable to show, you know, honestly, then I used to be a personal trainer. I know how to work out, but I've wanted to hire trainers just to keep me accountable to come into the gym.
Good.
Shannon, I mean, I've been a personal trainer 45 plus years, and I've hired trainers to train me,
mm-hmm,
because, yes, it, you know, I have to be, had to be accountable. And especially after I got sick, I'll give a shout out to Maggie Batten. I hired her to get me back. I mean, I could not even do but like five, you know, squats, body squats. No, mm-hmm, way. You know, after all my surgeries, I got sick, and you know, she brought me back to life. I trained with her for several months, and so I mean, even trainers need a,
sure,
trainer sometimes,
absolutely,
you know, to,
absolutely,
be accountable. And then sometimes you lose your workout partner, like I have, and, mm-hmm, I might be looking for a new one, because mine has, you know,
I can't get her up out of bed in the morning.
Well, you know, I can't get him to, you know, go with me at lunchtime, you know. So we just have different schedules, and Jim and I have not been able to work out for a while, much to my sad little face here. But not that we don't work out. We just work out separately now. But anyway, all right, Jim, you got another trivia question over there. This is our next to the last one, I think, before Shannon gives away hers.
Okay.
Let's see. No, I think we got one more gift card. I think I got one more Chili's gift card. Yeah. But right now, this is some workout bands. If you want to work out at home, after when COVID hit, it was terrible. People were looking for gym equipment, for dumbbells. People were trying because they had to work out at home. So if you have your own little arsenal, and if you travel, or if one day you can't get to the gym, you can use, you know, some dumbbells or bands. And I'm really a big fan of bands. Here's the little handle bands that you can use. And so we've got some workout bands. So, Jim, what is the trivia question?
All right. Bing Crosby has sold over 100 million records around the world, making this the best-selling Christmas single of all time. What is it? What is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? And it's by Bing Crosby. What's the title of the song?
I know this one.
229-241-1059. And while we're waiting on a caller, number two on the most popular New Year's resolutions, eat healthier. Can anyone offer some tips on eating healthier? How to do that?
I feel like anybody that gets on their fitness journey, they say this is the hardest part. So, and that, I mean, y'all have been in the gyms too, so y'all know. I know y'all have heard it before. It is definitely the hardest part. Mm-hmm. So, Tyler eats pretty healthy. What do you do?
Yeah, so I stick to a pretty basic but healthier plan. Every Sunday, I just go to the store, hold myself accountable to actually go home, actually cook, and then make my meals for the week. And then, I don't know, it's pretty simple from there on. And then I'll try to not think about Chick-fil-A every day because I just love it. But
good thing you didn't win the Chick-fil-A.
I know.
All right, I think we have a caller. Are you there?
I am.
All right, and what's your name, caller?
Barbara Cheney.
Barbara? Barbara, what is the best-selling Christmas single of all time?
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
That's a good guess, but not right. So you can call again. Call back and try again.
All right. So, Jim, read the question again.
All right. Bing Crosby has sold over 100 million records around the world, making this the best-selling Christmas single of all time. What is that song? And getting back to the eating healthier, I would add to that, if this is a problem for you, you might want to keep a food journal.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Keep a close record of what you're eating. You might be surprised. If you're like me, sometimes you think, oh, well, I only had ice cream like twice last month. And Maria will be quick. No, it was more like twice a week every week. You know? Okay.
Write down the answer to that question and hand it over here to me. Hand me that, Shannon.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
I think you were wrong.
What'd she say? It's at the top.
She said that, Jim.
Okay.
Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara.
All right, so I'm looking at... She said, I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas. Right.
White Christmas. So, yeah, of course
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay. White Christmas.
You sure
is right.
I'm making a lot of mistakes tonight, Jim.
You know, I told you on the way down there, I'm tired.
Miss Barbara.
Barbara wins the workout bands.
But now we don't know the teller that. Miss Barbara, if you are listening, you have won the workout bands. Miss Barbara. All right.
Barbara wins the workout bands. Come get those at the studio.
I'm going to have to get me another sidekick here, Shannon. Are you interested?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, okay. I just thought, whatever she said, that was way too many words. That's way too long. It's just two words. White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, she said.
Yes,
I should have caught that. Yes, of course, that's right.
Babs in for the wins. Correct, Charles. Jim, not in for the win tonight. This Jim is, you know. So anyway, give me that sheet down here. Let me.
I'm not going to do it.
And I'm sure you're not. But anyway, you know, one of the things that I have found for me, for real, is to be accountable. Whether
yes.
it's with a workout partner, whether it's with a trainer, whether it's with Jim. Now, I have gotten into the habit where I can do it by myself. Because.
Sure.
First it's a chore, then it becomes a habit, then it becomes a lifestyle.
For sure. Now,
that's how you progress into anything that you're doing, whether it's working out, whether it's losing weight, whether it's learning a new language, a second language, or whatever, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, and it is a chore the first time you step into that gym. It's not fun. It is a little bit intimidating sometimes. So, you know, all of that is... All true. The second thing, like Tyler said, is that, and Tyler, I'm impressed that you go to the grocery store on Sunday and do all your, and do, now, the thing about me and Jim knows this, now Jim is like you, he could fix his food and he fixes eggs the night before and eats some the next day or two. I can't do that. I have to have hot, fresh food every day. I just don't do that food for a week, you know, but if I go to the grocery store, and buy healthy stuff, I can still cook it every day.
Of course.
But I find myself, oh, well, I'm in town and I don't want to, and we live far, you know, and you'll go to Chick-fil-A or you do, you know, but try to make healthier choices.
Yes.
If you find yourself in that position, you know, there are healthier choices at Chick-fil-A. You can get the grilled chicken nuggets and you can eat the yogurt. You know, you don't have to have those nice waffle crunchy fries that are brown and good dipped in that ketchup. You don't have to have those.
He's still at that age. He can have those things.
Well, yes. But when you get my age, you know, and Jim's age, we have to watch what we eat, you know. And
you saying this actually reminded me of two things that I've stuck by and I used to tell my clients is that, you know, sometimes we are get, you know, a mom, like I'm always on the road for soccer, cheer, football. You know, honestly, make your next choice your best choice. So even if you have to go to Chick-fil-A, get the grilled nuggets. Don't get the fried nuggets.
Get the Coke Zero rather than the real Coke.
Yes,
or
of
water.
Course. Yes, just try to make the best choice you can on that menu if you're in a bind. And then another, there was a doctor here in town, I won't say his name, but he said this to me and it stuck with me. And I was like, this is so easy. Like, I'm going to tell everybody this. He says, God's food heals, man's food kills. And I was like, oh, that is so good. I mean, he's right. Like, you know, if we just eat vegetables and meats and stuff, nothing.
And grains.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Things that grow out of the ground that are not processed.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I've learned to do that, Shannon. Believe it or not, I mean, the other night I ate a whole, it was canned asparagus, and I told you, I just sat there and ate. I was craving
for
a couple of days. I hadn't had enough greens,
yeah.
And so, and normally I would make fresh asparagus, but I just had that canned asparagus and I ate that whole thing. So, but you know, anything that comes out of the ground, whole foods, that will help gut problems, inflammation problems. 100%. I mean, it'll solve numerous problems if we just eat whole foods rather than processed foods.
Yes.
So that's something. All right, we got one last gift card. It's from Chili's. Jim, let's see if you can do this right.
Maybe I can match up a question with the right answer this time. I can't get them right, and I got the cheat sheet here. I got the answer.
That's why I turned to Shannon and I said, that's White Christmas. And then that's what she said.
All right, here we go.
This is our Chili's gift card. Chili's.
In the movie A Christmas Story, what is Ralphie's punishment for cursing? A Christmas Story. What is Ralphie's punishment for cursing?
I have no idea.
You really
Maria
don't?
Did not see this movie.
No, what? I didn't ever see this movie.
It's the best movie ever.
I've never seen it. I guess we'll sit down and watch it one night.
Turn on TBS on Christmas Day. It plays over and over and over.
All right. Call 241-1059. And then in just a moment, the big prize is coming up, the Crunch. And I'll let Shannon tell you about it, the Crunch membership. We're going to be giving this one away. And, Jim, you're going to have to make sure that you give them a hard question this time.
Right. That's right. I'm saving a hard one for
that. But for the Chili's gift card, 241-1059. Hello, Kay Moore Mays. I love you, my sweet friend. Miss you. I would love to see you. I don't know if you're coming to South Georgia for any time for Christmas. If you are, let me know. My KK is joining us tonight, Jim.
Number three, most popular New Year's resolution, lose weight. And I would say this, if you take care of number one and two on the list, number three will likely happen. Number one is exercise more. Number two is eat healthier. If you do those, you'll lose some weight.
Absolutely.
Number four on the list, save more money. Save more money. And I would say this, obviously you want to have a budget. But here's the thing. Don't do what a lot of people do and say, well, at the end of the month, I'll just see how much I've got left after I've paid all the bills and, you know, done all my little fun things, and I'll put some of that into savings. No, you have to make savings a category in your budget, just like you would for rent or car payment or anything else, savings. So, you know, don't wait till the end of the month. When you get that, if you get a monthly paycheck, go ahead, when you get that check, go ahead and put that money into savings. Don't wait till the end. And, you know, studies have shown over and over that people that do that do a lot better than those people that say, well, I'll just wait till the end and see what I got left and go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then give me my paycheck every month and so I can save it, Jim.
Oh, I've been saving it.
I know
you. Saving it for Jim. J-I-M.
Yeah. No, you better be saving it for B-I-L-L-S.
Yes, that too. Of
All right. What's the question again, Jim? We're not getting any bites on the Chili's gift card here.
All right. A Christmas Story. In the movie A Christmas Story, what is Ralphie's punishment for cursing? And I'll give you a clue. It's a good old-fashioned. It's a good old-fashioned, old-school punishment. Some of you listeners out there may have had this yourself for saying those bad words. 241-1059.
A bunch of other people never saw this movie, too, because they're nobody's calling.
It's the best Christmas movie.
It is the best Christmas movie.
I like that statement.
Yeah.
A great statement.
Yeah. But now you'll laugh because I've seen some of the newer Christmas movies, but I haven't seen, like, what's the one where angels get their wings and all that? And what was that one?
I don't know.
I've never seen those old ones. Carl, are you there?
I am.
Okay, so what was Ralphie's punishment for cursing?
He had to wash his mouth out with soap.
You are exactly right.
Yes.
Exactly right.
What's
your name, caller?
Justin.
Justin. Okay, Justin, you are the winner.
Of the Chili's gift card.
Chili's gift card. Congratulations and Merry Christmas.
You are so right.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in and joining us tonight. Well, we are just minutes away, 5 minutes away from the last prize, Jim. So,
right.
Shannon, tell them what they are going to win if they answer this question.
All right. So, if you haven't been in our gym, you just don't know how awesome it is. It is fantastic. So, We are offering tonight a gift certificate to our Peak Results membership. That is our top tier membership that gets you access to everything. So if you have little ones, you have access to our Kids Crunch babysitting. You have access to our Whole Relax Recovery, which has hydro massage beds. If you haven't been on one of those things, they're a must.
Oh, my gosh. That hydro massage bed. Mm-hmm. I would go in there just for that, Shannon.
Yes, nothing else. So okay. Great. That is,
Jim doesn't care for it too much, but I really like it.
Oh, I know. I do like that.
Oh, you did like the hydro massage bed?
I did.
You did? Okay. We'll see who that is on the line. Maybe that's somebody who's calling in.
Caller, you there?
Hello, this is radio station?
It is.
Oh, hi. Ralphie's punishment was a bar of Red Lifebuoy soap in his mouth.
You're correct. Unfortunately, you're the second caller with that right answer. But we're going to give away another prize here shortly. Stay tuned. Call again for the big prize, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for playing.
Mike Delk, thank you for watching. Lori Tucker, thank you for watching. So a Peak Results membership.
Yes, yes.
And that rest and recovery, I absolutely love
yes.
it. That hydro massage bed, I mean, that thing's great.
Oh, my gosh, it's so great. And then we also have in the Relax and Recovery, we have Red Light. If y'all haven't heard of Red Light, that thing is... I call it the Get Young Machine. It's really good for all kinds of things.
Right.
So
inflammation.
Inflammation, cellulite, acne, scarring. You know, if you just had surgery and you're needing to just recover more quickly, you can get in there. So that machine's fantastic. And then we also have tanning. We have a spray tanning machine. I thought everybody's going to come out orange, y'all. I'm not going to lie. When we first got that machine, I was like, everybody's going to be orange. And they haven't been. So we have that. What's also included is we have a HIIT zone, functional training area. We have group fitness classes. You get the whole shabam. Everything that we offer, you're going to get it in that gift card.
All right. Well, all right. You heard it right from the horse's mouth, from Shannon and Tyler. You're going to get a Peak Results membership. It's the top tier membership at Crunch. And it's for the whole year, Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
It's for the whole year. I mean, it's worth hundreds of dollars. Hundreds.
And by the way, yes. If you have already won a prize tonight, you're not excluded. You can call back and win again.
Yeah, you can call back and win again. That's absolutely right. So, Jim, what is the question for this final prize tonight right here on Fit Talk Radio?
That's a good prize. So we're going to have to get a little more challenging here. According to Agricultural Marketing Resource Center, I have here the top five Christmas tree producing states in the United States.
Mm,
name any one of the five. You don't have to name all five. Name one. And it doesn't have to be number one. Name any one of the five top Christmas tree producing states in the nation.
Top Christmas tree producing nation. Well, Jim, you know, me and you always used to travel north to get our tree.
Don't say too much, but you're right. 241-1059. But that's right. You know, we'd go on our anniversary trip and come back with a Christmas tree.
That's right. Mm-hmm. This is the first year that we didn't have a live tree ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been very happy with it.
And it was your idea. So, for once, Mike, I didn't mess this one up. I didn't mess it up. Can't blame me.
Well, somebody gave us one, you know, and it was a nice balsam hill, if you know what balsam mm-hmm. hill. And it was in a bag, and it's remote control. And so I thought I was going to, and I do like it. I mean, really, you know, it's not going to, we're not going to have to worry about the cleanup and all that stuff. But, you know, when you're used to a real tree,
yep. It
was always our tradition to go on our anniversary trip to get that Christmas tree. And, you know, Jim loved it so much, and he enjoyed it so much, looking and searching for the Christmas tree. Not, he didn't like any of that. I did, and I have enjoyed that. That was always meaningful to me. But,
y'all, name one of the top five Christmas tree producing states in the United States. Any one of the top five.
You got to call in 241-1059, and this is for the Peak membership at Crunch Fitness in Valdosta. 241-1059. Name one of the top five producing Christmas trees in the country. One of the states. One. All you got to do is name one of the five. Y'all, the fastest Google fingers. I don't guess you. I don't guess some of y'all ain't got fast Google fingers out there. Y'all better hurry because we got to get off the air and we got to give away this Peak membership. Okay, we got a caller.
And we do have a caller. Caller on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
I'm just going to take a wild guess and say North Carolina.
North Carolina is number two behind number one Oregon. Yes. Woo!
Congratulations.
And what's your name, caller?
My name's Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. Well, you can pick up your prize at Crunch.
Yes, come see us at Crunch. We'll get you all set up.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all, too.
Well, that's a wrap, folks, right here in the Fit Talk Radio studio. 2023 is wrapped up, and thank y'all for helping us close
it out,
Tyler and Shannon. And Jim, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, and reminding everyone to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye. See you next year.